now? What happened? We say, okay, Chris, well, go, you better go save them people. Run to the fire truck or whatever. But you know, when it comes to discipleship, when somebody is calling you in the middle of the night or in the afternoon and you know you're going to be there, what makes it the difference? I'm not telling you to go to every call. I'm telling you to have that mindset. You know, a disciple's mindset, that if somebody that you is calling upon you needs you, you go there. So you understand that. So I believe that the natural DNA is passed on. Do you agree with that? If I look into your parents, grandparents, and I will find similarity in you. Okay? But I also believe that we take on the DNA of discipleship. That is something that we say, I'm saying no to the world, and I'm saying yes to God. I'm going to be a disciple. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to care more for others than I care about myself, and this is what I'm going to do. After a while, it will become natural. What is not natural for you to give up at a time when you don't want to, now it becomes, yeah, you can have it, sure. Because you're thinking. You have a DNA that you have produced. And you know what's good about it? People will see you and say, this is my mom. This is my dad, you know. This is my brother. I mean, you know, he's a disciple of Christ. See, discipleship in North America, and if you go in Africa, is not the same. They really will leave everything. If you go to discipleship, if you go to Iran right now, I mean, it's different. It's really different. And, you know, we've got to get to the place where, man, we go on for God. No matter what, this is my lifestyle. I'm a disciple of Christ, and I'm going to follow him for the rest of my life. And I'm going to do what I don't want to do. I'm going to go where I don't want to go. And God just brings you. And you know what? Your people, little kids, look at you. Yeah, my dad is crazy about God. You know, he did a stupid thing, but, you know, talk about God, and he'll talk to you about God. He'll live for God. He'll go to help other people. And, you know, my mom is like that, or whatever happened. You can't lose following Jesus. You know, you're going to deny yourself. How many of you still want to be a disciple? Good. We got a little bit less and than before. It's okay. You want to be a disciple? She's not your wife. She is. Yeah. Are you saying everything belongs to God?
Yeah.
Nothing belongs to you? Good. This man has a mindset of a disciple. Okay. And you know what? It's true. Okay. So, discipleship can be achieved in your life if you work hard. Okay? And it can become your DNA and becomes who you are, right? And then you pass it on without knowing. Let me ask you a question. Let me tell you something. Whoever you are, if you're a dad right now, if you're a mom, if you're a friend, you are discipling somebody. Somebody is watching you and see what you're doing, and maybe it's a younger person and say, oh, I want to be like this person. You don't even know about it, but you are discipling somebody. How's the cup? You stopped working. Oh, my golly. Thank you. Awesome. Awesome. Let's give him a hand. Even you, Roger, I don't think you could do that good. So, see how you can change your life? A big chunk of clay. You think you're not really good. You think you're not going to go nowhere. You think whatever you think. But there's inside of you the potential to become something that God wants. You know what? There's a scripture about the potter and the clay. So I want you guys to say yes to Jesus about him changing your life, discipling you to be someone that really looks different than what, you know, when you came to Christ, you probably looked pretty well, bad, or I don't know. But now it's starting to take shape. I could put water in there, and it would not leak. And really, that's the purpose of it. This cup is to put water in it. Mind you, as God works with you, he will fine-tune the corners and make it rounder. And you know there's going to be a process maybe of three things. Molding it, you know, putting a, you know, you have to bake the thing. You have to put some color to it or whatever you have to do. There's a process. Do you want to get in the process of discipleship? Because, you know, it's not something we're just doing today, talk about it today. We want this church to be a church that moves from point A to point B and goes on. And it's 12 o'clock and I got a cut. Okay? Let's stand up. Now, there's a song that I sing. I know I didn't ask my wife, could you do a song for us on the piano? Oh, you got to know what it is, right? That would be a help, yeah. It's called, I think it's just a momentary good song. I'll Say Yes, Lord. And I know my wife is really good. She can do everything. I'll Say Yes, Lord.
You're singing?
Yeah, you sing too. Okay. Because this is the first thing. If you don't say yes to discipleship, then I'll see you next week. That's fine. You can come and be awesome. But your life is not going to progress to that beautiful cup that we're looking at. You know, you're going to stay there. That's not what God meant us to be. He meant us to be different. I'll say yes, Lord. Okay? You started for me.
Same song, I don't know the same song.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when the Spirit speaks to
do it. Okay.
Oh, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, and I will trust you.
How many want to go fully with the deal? It's a good deal. You lose everything. You can't go wrong with that. You lose your friend. You lose your family. You lose everything. that you gain Jesus, right? And he gives back everything. Talk about faith in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am not going to make an altar call and say, okay, people, come here and dedicate your life. No. I think you got the message. Message is from my heart. To see you strong, living for Jesus Christ. And the church says,